I'll let you take the reins on this one.
All right. It's been a minute. It's been
like
3 weeks.
You got it. Let's see if you got it still.
I might be rusty. Welcome to USA FBL Fingerboard Podcast. I'm your host, Levine Cunningham, and I've got my co-host, Gary Graves.
Yes, sir. And welcome to another wonderful weekly episode of the Gary and Levine Show.
Man, we've got a banger of an episode today. We're on our 50th podcast episode. I mean, is this basically what, wow, a year in?
A year in, 50, yep. Shy of 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, March 17th, 2023 was the very first episode that we published on this channel. And so it has been a crazy journey and I'm here for it.
So have you missed a week since we started or every single week?
We have missed 2 weeks, mainly because of the tour.
Okay. So it is at a year then. So yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ding, so, ding, 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 ding.
Absolutely crazy when you kind of think about it. But yeah, we had a hell of a tour last year and being on the road, and we slipped up and we missed two episodes. So
shame.
I know. But we definitely have made up for it, providing continuous episodes in between then. So 50 episodes over the last year, it has been nothing but fun.
Yeah, I think I jumped on. What episode was it?
Man, you hopped in on. Man, we've gone through so many special guests, and we've been.
It was after 30.
Yeah, you're on 31. You had the Halloween episode.
So I'm pushing just over not even a half a year.
About half a year, yeah. You got about 20 episodes under your belt. You're getting there.
Getting there. Uh-oh. Looks like we're podcasters after all.
I know. That's what's crazy, because when I started all this, like, I was not a podcaster. I knew nothing about podcasting. I didn't even know, like, how to really record all the stuff, where it goes, how to publish it. Like, everything was a learning curve for me. So if anybody's thinking about, you know, starting a podcast or maybe doing a collaboration podcast, like, just getting it started, like, definitely just do it. Like, it's a... first couple episodes are going to be a little bit wonky. It's kind of weird, like, seeing and hearing yourself, but once you get past all that, like, podcasting, man, this is a lot of fun and I enjoy this.
I feel like as long as you can talk to someone for a decent amount of time and you have passion about what you're talking about, it should flow pretty well.
Yeah, it just becomes kind of second nature. It was one of those things I was kind of nervous, like, being a host, and then, like, next you know, we're just shooting the breeze, and next you know, we're like, oh, we've been on for an hour. Like, okay, we should probably wrap this up.
Or sometimes it's pushing 2 to 3 hours and you're like, whoa, let's really wrap this up.
Yeah, you'll lose track of time, like, for real. And you'd be like, man, it's getting dark outside. Like, what happened?
So you were talking about, you felt like it was weird hearing your voice or something on there. Have you went back and listened to everything that you've ever, every single episode, I'm sure, right?
Of course. So
yeah, I'm at that point where sometimes I'll listen to it and, like, I feel like my voice sounds so weird. I think everybody feels like they don't sound like what they think they sound like. So sometimes I can't even listen to it all the way through because I'm like, I sound like an idiot. It's good, so I'm not going to listen to it.
It's definitely interesting because, like, my persona in my head is something completely different than, like, what is actually coming on to the mic. And so, like, what I think and what's actually happening are, like, two completely different things, I feel like. And so it's just weird to be in touch with reality.
I get it. But moving on, a year in, exciting.
Man, so if you are new to the podcast, we've got 49 episodes published. And I know it is a daunting thing to try to figure out what episodes that you really want to see, what episodes that really kind of spark your interest, and maybe a couple episodes that you weren't quite sure if this was for you or not. So we've got a small list of episodes that we want to highlight. First off, if you've seen episode 25, that episode highlights the first 24 episodes. So this 50th anniversary, 1 year anniversary, we're rolling 26 through 49 today.
Well, you want to talk about them?
We can talk
about them. You want to do a little recap?
Yeah, let's do a little recap.
All right, I want to start banging out some episode names and we'll do a quick little banter about them and move on to the next one.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Episode 26, Dave Ware with Warehouse Ramps.
Man, probably one of the best park makers here in the US, arguably. Me and him, we got a lot of history together. He's built the first four parks for the USFBL summer tour. Definitely give this episode a watch, especially if you're interested in how obstacles are made, kind of a little bit of the science and the history behind it. Great episode.
Plus, he's a really good guy. And if you have any questions about maybe park building or just want to get to know him, reach out. And I think I'd say you probably respond to pretty much anybody.
Yeah, definitely. He's very responsive. Good dude.
All right, episode 27, Combo of the Year, September's Dirty Dozen.
Man, so we basically launched the Combo of the Year series on our podcast right here, introducing one of the largest online competitions hosted here in America. I mean, it was a really cool episode. Really cool to see the top 12 Dirty Dozen. I mean, it's a good episode.
You might have to go back and rewatch or re-listen to some of these old ones because they were good. I'd advise anybody else that wants to check them out, listen to them too. So episode 28 is Josh with Gibby Dex.
Man, Gibby Dex, he is probably one of the most underrated deck makers, in my opinion. He's got a very unique clear coat process. If you guys are interested in learning more about the deck making process, like Josh is such a good dude, and this episode goes far.
Episode 29, Keelan Wasaki. Am I saying that right? Wasaki, right?
Yeah, Wasaki. He's
All
with
right.
Wasaki Wheels and Red Wolf Decks.
Yep.
Man, he has got the distribution process down. He distributes his products on like, I want to say like 10 plus different sites and multiple different countries. And he's got the lifetime warranty on the wheels. If you're looking for basically just a little bit of insight on how to like grow your business and expand it, this is definitely an episode for you.
I will say that having a lifetime warranty on fingerboard wheels is unheard of.
That's
Crazy.
when you know you got a great product.
Exactly. All right. Episode 30, Andrew Norman with Pacific Northwest Finger Skate Collective.
Man, Andrew Norman is such a great dude. We had probably one of the most philosophical episodes, I think, that we have had here on the podcast. He runs events and stuff out of Oregon, and this is definitely one of those very deeper conversation type episodes, one of my favorites.
If I ever get a chance, I'm gonna have to try to. Maybe we could try to venture out to one of his events up there.
I would love to. That's gonna be a good time.
Exactly. All right, episode 31, Gary Graves, the Halloween special.
This is when Gary Graves first comes on to the podcast,
Whoop.
introducing Kems as one of the first Listen to Wins. I mean, the
Yep.
episode was so good that we had to bring you on full time.
And I appreciate you asking me to join. Let's see here. Episode 32 is a combo of the year, October's Dirty Dozen.
Man, so this where Combo of the Year starts to get hot and heavy for sure. We are into like our second or third Dirty Dozen best 12 combo tricks for the year. We knocked out some of September's combos, added in a little bit of extra flavor into October. And like if you're looking to just keep up with the month to month as far as that contest is being held, that's such a great episode to recap.
So was that was the first one I did with you, right? The October Dirty Dozen?
Yes.
Nice. Sorry, I'm gonna have to make a mental note of that. All right, moving on. Episode 33. I know I'm gonna say this name wrong, but Andrew
First,
first is it so okay. First with the Anxiety Offline FB.
man, so he has some of the most unique obstacles that I have seen, and he has the artwork, the graffiti, like he's got that real street cultured like style with all of his obstacles. He also hosts regular events and meetups out of Michigan. So if you're into a little insight as far as like how obstacles and stuff were made, a little bit on the Michigan history and the scene out there, it's definitely a great episode.
Absolutely. And one of the main obstacles I just have like floating around in my car is a ledge, like a quarter pipe slash ledge that he made, and it's handled the test of time. It's been floating around. I use it on the street spots all the time. All right. So episode 34 is Felipe Saya, am I saying that right? With Saya flip.
Yeah, Felipe Saya. This is a great episode. He is out of the. So he's basically from Spain. Am I correct? Oh man, I may have to rewatch the episode. He's such
Uh-oh.
a great dude, so humbled. He's probably one of the best artists in the fingerboarding industry, in my opinion. I think a lot of his art is so well known in our industry. And so it's such a great episode, kind of getting behind the art, what inspires him. And then along with being part of the D2 Fingerboard podcast that's in Spanish.
Right, maybe eventually down the line y'all could do like a collab episode with a translator or something.
I was thinking about doing that, maybe like doing like what Mr. Beast does and kind of like translates everything into like a different language. He has like multiple
Right.
channels, different languages. I don't know. I'm thinking about doing something like that. Kind of cool.
Possibilities. Episode 35, Clay Markley with Squirrel Nut.
Man, Squirrel Nut is such a great dude all over the place. He is like organized chaos, but he is hosting events out of Wisconsin. And if you're looking for a fun, quirky episode, this is definitely the one.
All right. Episode 36, another Cody, November's Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, we're getting really, really close to closing out Combo of the Year with this episode. We've got the 12 best combination tricks lined up for November. We highlight all those.
Episode 37, Jack Perry with Finger Border.
This was such a monumental episode, in my opinion, because everybody in the fingerboarding industry, as far as I'm concerned, is all about growing their channels, growing their YouTube, getting all their Instagram followers. And Jack Perry, who's been doing this for about 3 years strong, 4 years strong, he has managed to rack up some serious followers.
On every single platform, too, not
Yeah.
just
So
one.
if you're interested in growing your followers and learning more about Jack Perry, this is definitely the episode.
Episode 38, Ant with Sewer Alien. Or, yeah, Sewer Alien.
Man, he's putting on for the Florida scene for sure. Making products, running fingerboarding Fight Club group on Facebook. So if you are not familiar with Sewer Alien and kind of the stuff he is doing, definitely check this out. Also, kind of opens up the realm of us talking more about the fingerboarding groups on Facebook.
Episode 39, Colin with Kim's.
Man, so we had the first time ever exclusive face reveal for Kems. Kems has never shown his face on social media, but we managed to get him on the podcast, full faced and everything. So definitely cool learning about the brand. Definitely cool learning about Colin himself. And it's definitely an episode you're not going to want to miss.
Go check it out. Episode 40, starting season two.
So we're closing out the year and basically highlighting what's going to go down in 2024. So if you're interested in knowing what USFBL has got up their sleeves for 2024, this is definitely the episode.
Episode 41, the final Cody Dirty December Dirty Dozen.
Man, so we had a lot of last minute entries, a lot of last minute bangers, and this Dirty Dozen, the December Dirty Dozen, did not disappoint.
Yeah, it was banger after banger after banger.
It was intense.
Episode 42, Cody, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So this is where we crown a winner and three runner ups. So check this episode out. We give out $1,000 in cash, plus we give out a huge surplus of prizes to all of the winners.
Episode 43, sorry.
Yeah, the
Vito
episode.
with six skates.
So this episode is one of the only part twos on the podcast so far. So Vito of Six Gates has been doing crazy stuff in the industry. You know, with Boards by the Beach, he had a Black River team rider fly out specifically for his event. And I guess he was like a
Wow.
special guest, which I don't really think has really been done much in the industry. I don't even do that. So that's kind of crazy. But yeah, he's been doing a lot of stuff in the industry, and it was definitely worth notes. So definitely check out this amazing episode.
Episode 44, Chris Daniels, aka CD Player Zero.
Man, this is definitely another kind of monumental episode for the cast as well. Chris Daniels, aka CD Player Zero, comes on. He has been in the industry for so long. It has so much history with, Black River, fingerboarding. And he's also a huge, huge, huge fingerboarder influencer. He's got followers for days. And so it was such a great episode being able to catch up with him, pick his brain, also learn how to grow your followers, start up your YouTube channels, all that good stuff.
Episode 45, Michael Tucker with Milk Fingerboards.
Yeah, we got the milkman himself. Mike Tucker is probably one of the most like up and coming fingerboarding brands, in my opinion. And we had the opportunity to get him on the cast. And so if you're interested in learning more about Milk Fingerboards, his decks are vastly underrated. They are definitely very, very good. So check out this episode and learn the history.
Episode 46. Indy Wilkins with Yuck Finger Boards.
Yeah, putting on for Florida. Probably one of the most comedic episodes to date. Him and Skunky definitely set the tone for the podcast for sure. He has a physical storefront out of the Orlando area. So if you guys are local to there, definitely check it out.
Episode 47, Mason Baker with Father's Skate Supply.
This is probably one of my favorite episodes. This episode is probably the first episode we actually get like real conversations, real topics, real issues. Like we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly parts of the fingerboarding history as far as heartbreaks and fingerboarding. Definitely check out this episode.
Episode 48, Levine Cunningham with USA FBL Part 1.
Man, this was a little nerve-wracking for me. So this episode is about myself. It is about my life, my childhood, how I was raised, how I grew up, and how fingerboarding basically got incorporated into my life. And so this is a raw window into basically who Levine Cunningham is.
It's deep. It's real deep. Episode 49, Levine Cunningham with USA FBL Part 2.
So this episode is about myself. This is how I started USAFBL, my thought process, the journey, how we started all these projects, why we started all these projects. And it goes really, really, really in depth with how USFBL has become where we're at today.
That's a good episode, too.
Most definitely.
And now that's caught up to where we're at now.
Yeah. So episode 50. And we've got a, what do we have? We got a listen to win.
And we got to listen to win. I think it's something a lot of people is going to want to win.
Yeah, so on this episode, we've got Noyce Fingerboards. So Julian with Noyce Fingerboards was generous enough to give us this gorgeous 7-ply. If you guys are not
Wow.
familiar with Noyce Fingerboards, he hand paints all of his decks. And so not only are you getting a fingerboard deck, you're also getting a piece of art. This is a 35.5 with a 97 millimeter length.
Plus, this is a 7-ply. Those are kind of hard to come by anymore.
Yeah, 7-plies, especially a big boy 7-ply. So you got that 35.5. So we should tell him
35.5. Wow.
the challenge, huh?
Let's talk about it. So, you want to say it or should I say it?
Man, all right. So Julian is a he loves tray flips, and I've been peeping the channel. He's been definitely doing a lot of tray flips. I kind of want to do this challenge in honor of him. So let's do a tray flip into any grind or slide. So tray flip into any grind or slide. You have to tag Noyce Fingerboards if he allows you to tag, I'm not sure. And USAFBL, USFBL underscore FBP. So tag all three accounts. And let's get it. Let's see it. And this is going to be the first one to do it. So it's not the person who does it the best, it's the person that does it first.
Yep, timestamp it.
Most definitely.
All right.
So, who are your favorite
Ah,
episodes,
geez.
Gary? Like, what's
I
your top
knew
five?
that question was gonna come. Let me think. Okay, definitely Jack Perry.
Okay.
That's one. Kim's. Say a flip.
Okay.
Three. Josh with the Gibby Dex.
Okay.
How many is that? Four? Okay. I'm gonna go six. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Because that was such a fun episode to do. And I'm gonna just bundle these two as one, but the Levine Cunningham story is such a solid story. I have to throw that in there.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
What
that. Man,
about yours? I know you got probably top five floating around.
yeah. Winner, winner, chicken dinner was definitely one of my favorites. I mean, we got fingerboarding on a fingerboarding podcast. I mean, how can you go
Right.
wrong with that? Giving out cash and prizes with exclusive interviews with the top winners. Great episode. CD Player Zero. I am like a history buff just in general, and like being able to get him on the podcast and talk about the history of fingerboarding, like absolutely amazing episode. Gary Graves, the
Uh-oh.
Halloween special. I mean,
Uh-oh.
your episode was so good, I had to employ you. Like, that's crazy. I'm like, I got to get him on here. Like, we got to get you on the cast like full time. And of course, the USAPL, part one, part two, definitely one of my faves.
Absolutely. And another thing, if you guys are listening and you want to throw out some suggestions of who you want to hear on here, tag them or send them our way.
Yeah, definitely let us know in the comments which episodes are your favorite. And then if you made it this far, finger the like button.
Always finger that like button.
Definitely. So we got some stuff coming up for you guys. We've got league memberships coming up on the podcast. We've got King of the Plies coming up on the podcast. We've got Mitch Rush as a guest, Level Up Fingerboards as a guest. Like, we've got some cool stuff coming the way.
Yep, and weekly, so
Weekly
make sure to
episodes.
subscribe and keep in touch.
And then also, if you're a Patreon subscriber and you're watching this before everybody else, thank you, thank you, thank you for subscribing to our channel. It really means a lot. And if you guys are not subscribed to our Patreon channel, where are you at?
Now, where are you even at?
Exactly. Till next time.
Till next time, 50th episode.